Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Good day. You are listening to a podcast. But this isn't just any podcast. Just any podcast couldn't do this. Or this. What the? This is the podcast. Starring the Ted's. Starring the Ted. Star. The. Starring the Ted Smith and Cobb. Ha-ha! The podcast starts. You better wear a helmet now.
All right. Welcome already back to a brand new episode of the podcast. I'm the host of this here podcast, the Ted Smith. Greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
Oh, beaming in. I'll just say from an island somewhere. He goes by the name of Cobb. What's going on?
It's the island, boys. What's up, boys? Mysterious island in the Northwest. How we doing?
That's kind of the joke. People don't know. He just saw an island up here, but it's already raining over there. Probably like 65. So it sounds exotic. But it's like,
Yeah, not as tropical as one would hope. That's for sure.
Coming in from the desert where I know it's still warm. Matt, Tom of the producer, MCTP. What's up, Matt?
Yeah, dude, the weather's been great this summer down here. Having a great time. I brought some hardware with me this week and ready to go.
Episode 420.
Yeah.
I have not had any alcohol, but I've had a couple shots tonight. And a couple mints. Also, Mr. Cobb, glad you're back in the Northwest. We haven't had a drop of rain all summer, and then tomorrow's going to rain all day.
Oh, man. Yeah, where I am, it's raining right now, actually. Yeah, I've heard it's been like a dry, hot, beautiful summer. So, you know, such is life.
Oh,
back to us on Saturday.
First of all, I'll try to lean in. I don't know if you can see on my forehead. I had a backwards hat on, so I have one strip of white right here.
Yeah, I can see that. And then the sort of half moon sunburn on your forehead.
Yeah. Yeah. I broke my own rule on Saturday. I was down at the Museum of Flight, watching the Blue Angels, hanging out in the beer garden, and it was overcast. I know better. Didn't put anything on, and I got home that night. It was like, ooh, I got scorched.
Oh, no. I remember when you did that at the University of Texas game, and it was like a hot stamp on your forehead. I mean, it looked like a brand of a half moon. I'm playing that Texas sun. Oh, man.
I did say today, though, at work, I was like, got the windows open tonight. I'm going to set my alarm to wake up at 2 a.m. just to hear the pitter-patter of the rain out there.
Dude, you're at the age now where you're totally the guy who's, like, looking out your back window. Like, we needed this.
We do need it, man. It's been too dry. There was a lot of smoke in town on Sunday and Monday.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I just love that you've hit, like, I mean, It lines up perfectly with your like weather nerdiness, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Just that feeling of deep satisfaction when the rains finally come.
Yeah. Well, plus like Hard Knocks is back tonight. There's a new show on Netflix about SEC football called Any Given Saturday. As I said today on the air, like, my training camp starts tonight after we're done this podcast.
It just means more. Go Texas.
It's like your boys back in camp starting tonight, guys.
Oh, Ted, you got a little mini camp this week before the season?
Yeah. We got a spinach salad for later. We're going to watch a little Hard Knocks. We're going to make sure we judge people on their preseason.
Oh, my God, dude. I want you to live stream you watching football so bad. Like, it literally could be a whole season with Ted. This mini camp is incredible. That's my dream.
I shotgun NA beers. It's like, we got to wait till the fall, boys.
Oh, dude. It'd just be a nice, like, little second screen experience, you know? I have you on my computer and then watching football. It'd be fun. Because you watch some of the most obscure games, dude. You'd be like, yeah, man. Did you catch, like, the Frisco game last night? I'm like, what the hell is Frisco? And you're like, oh, yeah, they're playing the San Diego Mud Sharks. I'm like, how are you finding these teams?
Oh yeah, you gotta thoroughly enjoy the Mountain West late game, or you get that Hawaii 8 p.m. start. I mean, that's a godsend.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. You know, stats on like some of the most bizarre teams. Like even I forget BYU exists, and you're like, oh, Storm and Mormons, actually not a bad kicker this year.
Dude, they're ranked preseason top 25.
See, there you go. That's what I'm saying, dude. I forget they even exist.
Well. They should have never gotten that national title. Well, that's another story for another day. The Husky fans will know. Hey, before we get into it, random question. If you had a couple buddies flying across the country to go watch the Huskies in Maryland, and one guy has never been to a Chili's, do you cut out the time and just say, screw it, we're stopping at a Chili's for a beer and a Southwestern egg roll?
Matt?
Yeah, might as well. I mean, you know, I get the whole, like, you gotta go to local places and, like, when in Rome stuff. But someone's first time on Chili's on a big trip, like, it's kind of nice that, you know, they're also in Maryland.
Yeah.
Are they originally from Texas?
I think Chili's is actually originally from Texas.
All right, then, Ted, you're not going to like my answer, but I would actually say no. I take him to, what's your guys' like turtle place?
Green
the
turtle.
Cafe?
Green turtle.
I feel like you keep it local. You keep it Maryland. Crab cakes and football, man. That's what Maryland does. Chili's, you can experience anywhere in the country. I would cut out the Chili's Americana and go full Maryland personally.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, they don't land until 6:30 on a Thursday. The Chili's is by the airport. So I'm like, we could pop in. Appetizer, a couple beers, and then go hit like Lido's or something for real for dinner.
See, that works for me. I thought you were talking about like a full, you know, 2 hour dinner experience. Like, I don't know, but like you go in there, you get whatever, a chili cheese platter, a couple of beers. Yeah. See, that's a great welcome.
Yeah. The best Chili's experience I've had in a while was in the airport after Dead and Company in March. Just every group of dudes was like me and Rob, hoods up, baseball caps on, kind of a little dead behind the eyes. Can we get you anything? Just a menu, a water with bitters, and a beer, please.
Awkward, man. Chili's knows its demo. Yeah, I think as a start to a weekend, that's fun. I think as a full-on dinner experience, nah. So I think that's a good way to think about
it. And like my sister's maybe 20 minutes from the airport. Chili's is 10 minutes. Like, boys just got off a plane, load them up with a couple cold ice cold beverages, and Southwestern egg rolls is my go-to, and then pick up some Lido's and then just kind of chill.
I love that. What when's the UW Maryland game?
The Huskies descend on upon College Park on October 4th.
Bow down.
I'll tell you what, that's gonna be a weird one, man, because I mean, you've been with me when I've been part of the most intense Husky game of my life, the national title game. So it's like I'm still cheering for Maryland, but I don't know. It's going to be hard to kick off, not to take my hat off and start swinging it.
In College Park, though, I feel like you'll get that Maryland excessive juice spirit, you know?
Yeah, look, in an ideal world, my guy Boston gets two tutties, wide receiver for the Huskies, just because I love that dude. And then the Terps win going away by 7.
I think the Terps are going to have their hands full. I'll be honest.
Oh, dude, there's the high percentage chance is there already, because they would have already played Ohio State like the week before. So if they have beaten Ohio State here on the lake and they go to College Park, I was like, they might just thrash the Terps.
Yeah. I mean, it's nice having the Buckeyes to kind of take the load off a little bit, though, you know? Like, after a big game, there's kind of like a little denouement. I feel like they're focused on Ohio State. They're not thinking about the Terrapins, with all due respect.
No, you're right. It's a perfect trap game. But I feel like if they win, They're going to be like, we're not losing in College Park. And if they lose, it would be even worse because they're just going to be pissed off.
Yeah. There's a, if they lose, especially if it's not close and they lose, Terps are getting steamrolled.
The main thing we're worried about is kickoff time. So, like, I was going to say, like, it's usually Maryland, so it could be a noon kick, which means you got to start the day early. But we're flying out Sunday morning. So, like, I'm not against a noon kick, but ideally you get that 3:30 start. Yeah. You know,
and I mean, God forbid you get a night game, but I really doubt it.
Oh, honestly, for us, I think a night game would be a mess.
Really?
Yes, because there was talk they might switch the game to 9 p.m. on a Friday. And everybody in my group is like, we're going to have to take naps. There's no way. Like,
because
I'm going to have Sean and Rob with me. We're going to be all fired up on Friday. Like, there's no way we're going to be in any kind of good shape by 9 p.m. kickoff.
No. Oh, Jesus, no. So what are you wearing to this thing? That's the real question.
Oh, probably just a Maryland shirt, Maryland hat.
Black? So it kind of blends in? Or are you going like full Maryland flag?
You know, that's a good call.
Black can kind of go either way, but I want you off that fence.
Yeah. Well, also, the problem is, you know, Cobb, it's the Mid-Atlantic in October. So it could still be 90 degrees.
Yeah, or it could be like cutting sideways wind and rain.
Correct. I go, look, boys, anymore, I don't know what to tell you to expect in October in that state.
Yeah. I think you guys are going to get a great day, but I think right about that time of the month is like the last great day till spring.
Yeah. Yeah. Ideally, I'd go old school and just wear some red and then maybe a black Maryland hat. I don't know. We'll see.
Oh, are you bringing the giant hat?
I'm looking at it. It feels like it'd be a pain in the ass.
A whole separate bag?
I know. Do I take it? I'm going to have to check luggage just to take one hat.
The Noggin Boss. Dude, the boss gave you a special shout out, man. What about like shipping a boss there? They're kind of pricey, right?
They
That's
are.
That's the problem with cowboy hats too, man. My glitter cowboy hat, I can't move with it. You know, it's like, it is Correct. Where it is.
I mean, there is a special hat box I found from our buddy's girlfriend just for cowboy hats. But I thought about just shipping the giant Noggin Boss hat to my sisters and then just breaking it out on game day.
Now, this is going to sound crazy, Ted, and just overrule me if this is completely out of the realm of possibility, but is it possible to wear the oversized Noggin Boss hat on your flight?
I could, but I'd be pot committed for a 6-hour flight.
Oh my! And especially a 6-hour flight from Seattle to Maryland game week, wearing a Maryland hat, you know?
Yeah.
Tough.
And I'm flying by myself because I'm going back a day early to hang out with my mom. So just like, there's old super fan.
Yeah.
Dude, you gotta do it.
I know. Now that you're saying it, I'm like, it doesn't sound like the worst idea. Like you think people would even be like, where are you flying to?
Yeah, one is brutal too, because it's kind of like, you know, when I root for UW or University of Texas, they're like, oh, did you go to Texas? Like, well, actually, no. I have no reason to be a fan of the team other than I live here. It's like, did you go to Maryland? Like, absolutely not.
I grew up in College Park.
Yeah, that's fair. That's a good response. That's going to be a wild one.
Yeah, yeah. And then Friday over my buddy Will's, we're going to do a proper blue crab feast. Mm. Get the boys, you know, indoctrinate it. Doctorate it? Whatever.
Indoctrinate it.
Indoctrinate nice. It. There we go. Yeah. What was I going to say? All right. So Blue Angels last weekend, they were awesome. Also, no commercial, just if you were looking for something to do on Seafair weekend next year, go to the Museum of Flight. GA tickets, like 25 with taxes, like 27, 29. You get access to the whole museum. They have food trucks out there. They have a beer garden. They had two bands, a DJ. It was a really fun event. Like, it's fun for everybody, family, adults. Like, it was great.
That's sick, man. I love Seafair. I don't get the people who want to like cancel the Blue Angels. I'm like, more Blue Angels.
Oh, dude. Yeah. When that F-35 took off, I mean, it rattled my bones, boys.
They flew an F-35.
So they fly F-18s, but
no,
just
no,
for the
I know, but they put one up in the air.
Yeah.
Dude, the future. Those things are so advanced. It's insane.
It can hover like a goddamn helicopter.
Jesus, that just tells you how much thrust that thing is able to put out, that it can just sit in place.
I just said,
Good
can
Lord.
you imagine being in the mountain somewhere and you've been doing a good job, you've got a little sniper rifle or something, then all of a sudden you look up and that jet is just stopped and it's pointed at you. It's like, and we're dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's like almost alien technology, you know?
It's wild.
God, that's intimidating.
Oh yeah, Tuss, I turned into one of those old guys because I live in North Seattle now. It's like, ah, remember when they used to fly past the 520 bridge? You don't even hear them anymore up here. It sucks.
Needed this.
Related to sky.
Dude, that's awesome, man. Yeah, freaking Seafair is amazing. I feel like that's one of the best Seattle events. It's just like such a summer hitter, you know? Everyone's having a good time. People love
It's unbelievable. I was telling my brother today, and I go, I don't know how to explain it. It's like a benchmark in the summer, too, right? Like, I
Yeah.
feel like the only time I really miss Seafair is if they had Meltdown the same weekend. But I also feel like, I don't know, July, it's like out here, it's like go do everything you want to do. And there might be another festival, but like all the concerts I wanted to see were in July. Like, festivals I almost went to were in July. Like, now that Seafair is over, like, it's still summer, but it's like, yeah, like I said, starting football training camp tonight. Like, it's like, all right, summer's not over, but we're locking in. Autumn's around the corner.
Totally
Yeah.
agree. Yeah, I know. And I feel like the start of football season and everything. I mean, it is kind of like, I don't know, iconic timestamp.
Yeah, it
Yeah, I didn't
is.
realize Seafair, it was this past weekend.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah, but yesterday I realized like the Seahawks preseason starts on Thursday. That
That's why
really,
Ted's in mini camp.
yeah.
Oh, Coach Carroll and Gino are coming back to town.
Yeah, I knew they were like the first game, but I didn't realize it was like someone, you know, I just kind of started doing the math. I was like, oh my God, that's like 3 days away. It's
Wow, that's
tomorrow by the
crazy.
time this comes out. Damn.
Yeah. And then next week, they have the Chiefs on a Friday night. And the Chiefs, credit to Andy Reid, like, he plays his players. So, like, that second game, you'll actually see some of the starters play.
Okay.
So yeah, that'll be good. All right, so FIFA Seafair was this weekend. There's an ice cream truck that's been driving around my neighborhood. I kind of stole some thunder with Seafair, but like, simple summer pleasures. As like a kid, you know, as an adult, we've gotten into festivals. Like, what do you guys remember from being a kid about summer? Like, I saw that food truck today, and I was like, got a weird urge for a fat frog. You know, like, I haven't thought about a fat frog in a long time.
Yeah, dude, those things get buried deep down in your subconscious. Like, well, you won't even know. But when I hear that Ice Cream Man song going, like, my mouth salivates. I feel like the crazy ice cream when I was a kid, I think I only ever got one like once or twice, was the pink baseball glove with the gum in the middle. Did you guys have that, Ted?
So that's, we had, do you remember the fat frog was the same thing? His nose was a big red piece of bubble gum.
Yeah.
The fat frog, but never experienced one. Ours was like a pink baseball glove with a small baseball gumball in it.
So on Sundays now, Jesus, man, I've just gotten old. I gotta stop saying old man stuff. But on Sundays now, I'd like to get an ice cream sandwich. So this weekend, I was at the QFC comparing prices in the Chipwich for three. Was cost efficient, but like I was telling my buddy, when I was a kid, the Chipwich was like $1.25 on the ice cream truck. Like, you had to be balling to get that Chipwich.
Oh, that's the top dog, dude. That's the limousine of ice creams.
Well, apparently Pop Tarts has an ice cream sandwich that's phenomenal, but you can only get it at Walmart.
Jesus. I mean, for me personally, I was always a firecracker guy. You
All
know,
right.
three flavors. Like, come on. The thing starts melting, a lot of surface area, good melt to flavor ratio. But man, yeah, you're right. Like, summer, iconic memories. Honestly, mine is not an item. It's just playing outside, building stuff. We spent one whole summer digging in underground forts. We were covered in dirt. We lost a lot of socks that way. We were building tree forts and ground forts and, you know, bases and like all kinds of stuff, just always building. And so That's what I think of when I think of summer. It's like working our asses off all day to like build cool stuff with our friends for no reason.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. Wiffle ball.
Wiffle ball is more of an East Coast thing. Maybe Matt played down in California, but I'd be surprised.
Wiffle ball?
Like where they do the little thin bat.
Yeah, we had that. We played that in the backyard.
To hit the chair. Chair is the backstop. Strike zone.
We didn't use a chair. We just like played baseball, wiffle ball in the backyard, and we'd hit it over the fence and have to jump over into the neighbor's yard to get it back. And yeah, it was fun. But the, I mean, you're talking about ice cream stuff, Ted, but then it just brought me back. Like we always went to the beach in the summers. And when I had, do you remember All Sport?
Yeah. Yeah. The carbonated one.
Yeah. Of course I loved that. Like, I drink liters of carbonated water a day now, but like All Sport at the beach was the best. The beach had a Snapple machine, and like Snapple was tight back then. But when we got All Sport at the beach, lemon lime, those were the best days.
Dude, I'm with you. Spending a week at the beach was huge too, man. And like Thrasher's fries on the boardwalk, which I still find odd. It's hot as hell, and you wait in this giant line to get a bucket of scorching hot French fries that you dump vinegar and salt on. And then I was going to say, but yeah, like hanging out with the cousins. And then also, not big out here, but soft serve, man. Getting that Coors Brother cone.
That's the thing, man. There is just like little iconic things like that that you're just like, oh, that just makes me feel good even now thinking about it.
Yeah, like I just seeing that ice cream truck, and it's just some guy with his small little operation. I was like, man, you're right. Hearing that truck and running out there was like a big deal. A truck's here.
Oh, dude, it was like scramble mode, too. It was like instant panic, you know, just sprinting around trying to find loose change that your parents used to have, begging them to let you use it. Like, it threw the whole, whatever game you're playing, into chaos.
Right. And if somebody, like if my dad was about to open up the wallet, it's like, oh, dollar bills, like get a chip, which
make it rain. Make it
rain. Like, we're balling out tonight.
That's awesome, dude. I remember money being like such an abstract concept at that point. I was just like, I don't have any, but I need some because I can exchange it for ice cream, which I do want and don't have. It's like very weird to even think about how that works.
That is pretty funny. You're right. Like, what do I need money for? It's like, well, I want toys and ice cream. I'm going to need some of this money.
Yeah, I just remember it was like these little metal pieces. I'm like, okay, if I get metal pieces and I give them to this guy, he gives me ice creams. Very bizarre.
Cobb, I got to ask you, how was, people were wondering, how was Canada? How was Shambhala?
Dude, it is, honestly, I had so much fun. I mean, if you're interested, just look up photos or a drone video online. Shambhala is absolutely crazy. It is summer meltdown times about 30, now maybe about 20. The stages are huge, very fun. This family kind of owns this whole valley. They have like 400 acres, so it's beautiful. You know, Northwest, it's like the upper Okanagan River Valley. Incredible concert venue. They add to it every year. We had so much fun, met a lot of great people, listened to some really incredible, beautiful music. The one thing I would say is it was mostly house music and a lot of drum and bass. So not a lot of like folk music or funk. That's my only drawback. But yeah, Sophie Tucker was amazing. Emancipator was so good. Quite a few. I mean, Channel Trace, actually, who I think Matt, you originally turned me on to. Really, really good live. It just, I mean, the festivals, the music festivals just hit different, boys. I don't know what it is, but I feel like it just takes my spirit and just fills it up to an 11. And you kind of forget that you need that, you know, that as you're going through life, there's like crossing the T's and dotting the I's, but the spirit is a little more amorphous. And it's tough to tell sometimes when your spirit is low. And so it just, my cup runneth over, man. Filling up the spirit felt damn good. And I felt better ever since. Did it take a lot out of me physically? Of course, every festival does, but fills that spirit bar for the rest of the year. So 11 out of 10, highly recommend. And Canadians, men and women, just beautiful people.
Yes, I was kind of on the opposite end, but I spent two nights at Morgan Wallen. I gotta tell you though, that guy fucking kicked ass. I mean, that show was awesome. I mean, I don't know if you guys listen to much country music, but like
I love halfway, Morgan Wallen.
Yeah, and like Friday night, it's my buddy Chad that does his catering, so I'm down in the pit, which is kind of not usually my style. It was so much fun. And like he goes out to the second stage, right? Because he's set up in the north end, right? In front of like the Hawk's Nest. So by the way, he had 37 tractor trailers, right? One of them alone is just for catering. Yeah. I had a tour. Oh, I had pork, nice piece of pork, nice piece of chicken. Chad let me eat in catering backstage beforehand. And it was kind of nice. That's the first time I think I walked out of the actual Seahawks tunnel.
That's cool.
Yeah, we were in the pit, and like, first of all, I mean, just the women, chef's kiss. But yeah, like there was some hammered people there. So like this dude next to me, kind of my build, and he's holding it together, but he's got two beers, just kind of doing like the kind of wave thing during the slow songs. And every time one would kick up, he would just burst back to life. I was like, all right, I like this guy. So, and I don't think that Morgan's not playing up here again, but he goes down to the south end of the stadium, does like three slow songs. Cool. Then he comes back. His band is like an actual rock band. Matt, you would have loved this part. I mean, they just rock out for like 10 minutes, right? Uh-huh. He's doing like a costume change or whatever. Taco, the drummer, was on it for like a 4-minute solo. And then that ends in just fireworks. They're shooting up. They're shooting across the stadium. And he came out and played Up Down. And I mean, you just haven't seen me dance that much, boys. And I was losing. Just like, up, down, up, down.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, it was so much fun. So like, and then, yeah, Saturday I went full Texas Ted. Cowboy hat, yes. Burnt orange, poncho, button up. I had to send one to your wife, but she was like, I'm sad you didn't get to hang out with Aaron, but you look like you're having fun. And I was like, it was a blast.
Oh, man. Dude.
Yeah. But God damn, I know. And like, I texted with the mayor a couple times. Like, I know you guys are having a different type of fun, but this is pretty damn fun.
Oh, yeah. Dude, especially like stadium show. Country just rolls different. I mean, they say like they have better fans. And like, I mean, that's just such an experience, you know? I've only been to one major country concert, and it was with you, and it blew my mind.
Yeah, and then like Saturday night, Brooks and Dunn open up. And like, holy yeah, like I've spent so many nights like hanging out, drinking with friends, listening to like Brooks and Dunn, like a couple of their Neon Moon, and they played that one on. I was like, man, your boy's really liking this.
Dude, that's awesome. And that's crazy you got to go out of the Hawks tunnel. That's like a life goals item.
Oh, yeah. It was pretty. I mean, he picked us up in a golf cart. Like, my tickets never even got scanned. We were just in there in the bowels.
That's so sick. That's like the best way to experience a place. That's one of the few things I really got to say I love about my job is like a lot of times we'll deliver popcorn to hotels and just seeing the bowels of the hotel and like how you can move through these little rat tunnels to get anywhere you want. It's like in a stadium on Morgan Wallen. Like, that's just crazy seeing how, especially for a big production like that, how it all comes together. I'm jealous.
Yeah. And the buddy I took with me backstage, like, you know him, he's married to the girl who went to college with you. Like, he owns part of a production company, but he's like, I never bother coming down backstage. And then Chad's like, dude, like free game and catering. And he comes over, he's like, dude, they got chocolate milk. And I was like, yeah. And he's like, I love chocolate milk. He must have put down two or three chocolate milks. I was like, are you serious? He's like, I love chocolate milk. And I was like, all right.
A couple of chocolate milks in a rat tunnel. I love it. I didn't know he owned a production company. That's wild. Is that his main gig?
No, it's like gotcha. A side thing. But yeah, it was just funny. He's like, I don't know why I never come down here. And I'm like, where's your business partner? And he's like, yeah, he does all that. He kind of like handles the books and everything. And I was like, yeah, well, it's kind of nice down here.
Dude, that's awesome. When you were going out of the Seahawks tunnel, like, I got to imagine at least a little part of your heart jumped. It's like, let's go. Oh,
yeah, because I'd been on the field Hawks. Before for Sounders stuff, but they bring you out in the tunnel near the north end. So, like, we were walking out, and I was like, hang on. like this is the actual Hawks tunnel, and they already had like the stuff like staging for this week for the game. So I was like, oh, and he was like, don't sprint out. And I was like, I want to sprint out.
He's like, everything in me is telling me to sprint.
Right? He's like, be cool, man. Like, I don't want to get in trouble back here. And I'm like, all right.
Ted, I'll say this, you know, look, what he said was fair, but you had the right impulse. Sprint.
Sprint out.
That's just animalistic.
Start hype for the crowd.
Yeah, let's go.
I definitely yelled, all we got. All we need. All we got.
Oh, that's awesome, dude. Yeah, Morgan Wallen seems like he would be incredible in concert. And yeah, the scenery at country concerts, spectacular. The outfit's so cool. And like now that you're a Texas guy, it's a little bit of Texas brought to you, you know?
Oh, and I don't know if it was you. I don't know if it was somebody at your wedding when I bought that hat. Just reminded me, like, you take a cowboy hat off, and then you use the back of your arm to kind of dry your head. And I mean, people are just like, you look like a real cowboy. And I'm like, damn right. And everything I say, I always tip down the front of the hat, too.
Oh, that's awesome, dude. Yeah, I mean, it does suit you well. Even when you got your first one for Burning Man, like, cowboy hat just kind of works. Yeah. I can't tell you why.
Our buddy Jesse had sent me these new Western terms he's trying to make popular, something on Instagram. So I was using them all weekend. Like, yeah, boys, get a couple beers in me. I might start waking snakes. And he's like, what? It's like causing a ruckus, waking snakes. Don't make me hobble your lip.
Honestly, my favorite one is just bad day to be a beer, boys.
I will say the highlight was I had a fresh pair of Air Maxes that are like the color scheme is red, white, blue, and gold. They're called the Olympics. And as I'm leaving the concert, some random girl just goes, I like your Air Maxes with your cowboy hat. I was like, ma'am,
just like, do you want a date? Right. Like, that's a perfect match.
Yeah, right.
That is a right swipe all day, my guy.
All right, let's take a little break here and we'll come back with some emails. What's Madden in the Cup?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Topic. All right, well, welcome back. Thanks to all our sponsors. And remember, if you have a sewage issue and a stop-up, call Pinkies. Make sure you say my name, the Ted Smith. Get you a little discount. Just on sewage. You got to, I mean, you have any plumbing problems, call them overall. Jesus, I'm trying to be nice here to Pinkies. But sewage specifically, I think that's what my commercial says right now. Just be like, he just sent me.
That's an interesting name selection.
Pinkies?
Yeah.
Well, when things get stinky, call Pinky.
Yeah, fair enough.
Also, I was talking in the break about hanging out with some people and the they're all this members of this golf club. Cobb, I almost hate to tell you this because it'll show that I am a transplant, even though I've been here 20 years. Friday night, we stopped by the suite to talk to some people. And this one guy just introduced himself. His name's Jack. A little bit older gentleman. Very tall, but he's sitting down. You know me. What do you do, Jack? I played a little basketball and I coach. And I go, you coach the NBA? He's like, yeah. So I start talking about Morgan Wooten and DeMatha, and 10 minutes I talk to this guy. Walk back in, stands up. I'm like, this guy's a giant. And I'm like, oh, who is that? And he's like, dude, that's Jack Sigma.
Love the confidence, Ted, first of all. And you know what? Like, good. That probably feels good for him. It's not just people worshiping him, you know? Nice.
I'll send you
Yeah, when it stands up, it sets a different tone, doesn't it?
I haven't had the balls to send the picture out yet on social media because I mean, look, I am short, but Jesus, boys, I look like a little person.
Yeah, man, that's what. Yeah, and yeah, you and I saw Detlef, right, in person. I've seen him quite a few times, and like, yeah, same thing. You're just like, God, it doesn't suck. It's like it's pretty hard to say you suck in person. It's
Oh,
huge,
I
and
can't
Detlef's
imagine.
amazing.
Yeah, I
Yeah,
would
I love
say that.
Detlef as a player. I'm just saying, like, people scream at their TVs in the NFL or NBA, and it's like, yeah, wait till like say that in person.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they move faster too.
Right.
That was like that famous story. So I only got to I've only sat courtside for one NBA game ever, and it was the Portland Trailblazers against the Lakers. Kobe was playing, and just the way he moved was insane. It blew my mind for someone that big to be able to move that fast. But the famous story is the first time he played Michael Jordan, he was guarding him, and Michael just goes baseline, puts in a layup, and just turns to Kobe and he's like, yeah, it's a lot faster in person, isn't it? It's like, yeah, it is. God
Little
damn it.
faster in person. God
Like,
damn, that's brutal.
what a line. Yeah. I'm just like, well, all right. All right. So for emails, favorite travel destination. Hey, fellas, big ups to the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the
All the
land.
land.
My favorite travel destination has to be Salzburg, Austria. About 7 years ago, I went on a 2 week trip throughout Germany, Austria, Belgium, and the Netherlands. Saw a lot of unique historical spots. Nuremberg, Dachau, the salt mines that dated back 2,600 years, and saw a lot of re oh, and yeah, saw a lot of really cool stuff, including Oktoberfest. But Salzburg topped the list. Long story short, there's a giant castle built on a hill overlooking the entire city. And getting to
Nice.
stand on the top at sunset, you feel like a goddamn king. There are bakeries baking bread with the same ingredients and ovens from 800 years ago. The beer was the best I've ever had, and the women, whoo, boy. Similar to Cobb's experience in Strea. Women in Salzburg were absolute dimes. Anyhow, thanks for the reminder, fellas. Keep up the great work with the podcast and being the hilarious wealth of misinformation you are. Cheers, Mikey Dubs.
Well, that's a sales pitch.
Yeah.
I kind of want to go there now.
Me too. Ciao, ragazzi. My wife and I were fortunate enough to head to Europe 4 times in about 3 years. Time spent in Austria, Italy, Sicily, England, France. Right now, we're in the process of making a permanent move to somewhere in France. My favorite place remains the villa we stayed at with extended family south of Florence in Tuscany, called Torre Bianca. It was built around the central tower, and every day ended with rushing back to the villa, ascending the tower, and watching the Tuscan sunsets while drinking a lot of Chianti. We were there in the fall and enjoyed strolling the vineyards on site that were nearing harvest. It was amazing. Dang. As I type this, though, I might be tied with the villa we had in Sicily. We were on the slopes of Mount Etna and would sit in the evening drinking a lot of wine, watching effing lava shoot up the top of a volcano. Anyway, love the podcast. You guys are great. Tony.
Jesus, I didn't realize our cast got so international.
Oh yeah. We're let's see, let's see. Oh, another favorite place to travel to. We'll stick with the theme.
By the
Favorite
way,
place
I
to
should tell you, I'm watching the Mariners game and they didn't shut the roof quick enough. It started raining and they're just showing like people like, ah, oh, this is great.
We needed this.
Right. There's like
We
a little kid.
needed this.
There's a kid without his shirt on, like dancing. I'm like, all right, God, we look like psychos.
Dude, that's like you fire up that Lion King music and it's like, I need you. Oh,
Oh, I'm
that's
like, soon as we're done, I'm gonna stand outside and go, we needed
awesome. Oh, man.
Go ahead.
Greetings to
Sorry.
the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the
All the
land.
land.
All right. So, Ted, you said we're international. I can tell just by the way this guy spelled favorite with a U that he's international too.
Yep.
Favorite place to travel to is Seattle. Pop, you spent time in Melbourne, so I'm keen to know if you agree. But to me, Seattle has a very heavy Melbourne vibe to it for reasons I can't put my finger on. Yes, I totally agree. I would say Melbourne is like San Francisco and Sydney is like LA. And so, San Francisco and Seattle, very simpatico. I would say the most Melbourne-like city in the US right now is Austin, but Melbourne's a league above. It's a place where on my first trip, I first stumbled across the men's room or 99.9 in the days of Ben the Psycho Muppet. And it's the place I met the Ted Smith, who I now call a friend. I'm already planning for 2026, and it just feels like a lot like home for some reasons unknown. Could have been something to do with the legal weed. The jury is out. LARP on, fellas. Cheers. Aaron from Melbourne.
Nice. Yeah. we went down, got a little, remember, he was the one I took. Was like, that's good American stuff. Took him to the Yard House. We got some wings and some, or some cheese curds and some fried pickles.
Dude, the Yard House is like so stupidly American. That's actually a great call. Giant beers.
Yeah.
Yes, right in downtown. I actually like Yard House.
I was going to say, credit to Yard House, I have a buddy that travels, and he's one of those, I don't like chain restaurants, but he'll be like, you know, actually, I do enjoy the Yard House. You're right. And he doesn't even drink. And he's like, yeah. I like to sit at the bar and get, you know, he gets something specific. But I'm just like, yeah, it's a good spot.
Yard House is legit. The thing I always laugh about is I was there one day, and I saw this woman get this crazy salad. I was like, I got to look this thing up. It had, like, all these crazy ingredients. 2,800-calorie salad.
Yeah.
Wild. That's wild, dude. That's like two Big Mac meals supersized.
Well, what's the stat about Wendy's? For a while, they had some salad with like bacon and chicken and cheese. And it basically like it had more calories than like their standard like double cheeseburger or something. It's like, I mean, I guess
You mean the deluxe double stack, my friend?
Yeah, it's like, I guess unless you're specifically watching carbs, like get the double stack.
Yeah. It's like, grab that net and catch that beautiful butterfly, man. Life's short, you know? Get the double stack. $2.39 now. 99 cents when I graduated high school. Crazy. It's my inflation tracker. That's the only reason I say that. Places I'd go back to. Last one, boys. Greetings from Seattle to the best podcast in all the land.
All the land.
I would most like to go back to Sydney, Australia. I was there in 1987 after I graduated high school. It was July 4th, and we were in a bar. It was decked out. For the Americans, serving hot dogs and potato salad for crazy cheap and dollar pints for lunch. The group I was with left our server a 50% gratuity and thanked the staff on our way out. Stay safe and be kind. LARP on, Jay.
That's a pretty good one, man. I mean, look, we've talked about it. Like, yeah, that's why I really want to get down there. It's like, of all the places, it seems like I did see they have a name for Americans, but like the Australians, like, yeah, we like you guys. Get down here.
Australia. Dude, I can also just tell by Jay, like the little picture sometimes pops up for people, like, this guy's not f***ing around. He's a real American, dude. Just a little, like, baller mustache and just like, he means business. Jay, great email. Thank you.
All right. Well, we've had a couple weeks off. He's had a couple weekends in there. Let's check in with what's Mattin'.
Hey, what's good? What's Mattin'?
Whoa. Before we get to what's Mattin'. Check out with what's Mattin'.
Yeah, it's been a couple weeks.
I was 420 episode of what's Mattin'.
Trying to There's been a lot of, I feel like I've been to Buffalo Wild Wings like four times since the last time I saw you guys.
Right, because you're the guys you golf with, that's what they do, right?
And then I talk about it, and then Tyler wants to go too, and I'm like, yeah, they have bottomless apps. Like, it's a limited time promo, but like you can choose between onion rings, fried pickles, queso, and mozzarella sticks. And they'll bring out two at a time. And it was just like, God damn. And they have great air conditioning. So, yeah. Shout out B-dubs.
I mean, I guess at the end, Cobb, you can agree or disagree. As far as a business model, like, how many mozzarella sticks and fried pickles can somebody really eat, though?
Yeah, I don't hate it.
Yeah. I'm like, that seems fair. If you were like, endless wings, I'd be like, oh, people would be in there for hours.
I mean, for a while, that was the only thing keeping Red Lobster in business, was like bottomless shrimp, I want to say. Something like that.
Yeah, I think it also put them out or hurt them, too.
Eventually. Yeah, that tide, you can't run that promo forever. Got a lot of people through the doors, but commodities prices caught up with them.
Yeah, I think we got the bottomless apps and buy one, get one free wings when we went one of the times. And it was just like, yeah, it's crazy. I drank them out of Heineken Zero that night. And so,
nice.
Yeah, it's a great place. I've been golfing a bunch. I I played the best nine holes of my life since I saw you boys last. I shot right. on the back nine, I shot one over par.
Damn.
37. Yeah, it was crazy. So that was a lot of fun. And, you know, just getting out there. I'm getting my buddy Max into golf, too. Like, I've talked about him before, but he's someone I met at the radio station a long time ago. He also worked overnights when I did. And so we became buddies. He lives down here, and he's a fun guy that, you know, lives wild and is, getting really into. We got him a driver for $90, a used one, and he just loves hitting that thing. So, yeah.
Seems right for about a new guy in golf. Hit the driver.
Yeah. He's pretty good with it, too. Like, he's picking it up quick. He's into it. And so, yeah, hopefully I'll get him out there by the end of summer. But yeah, it's just been golf, Buffalo Wild Wings, trying to stay cool. It doesn't feel that hot. And yeah, life's slow in the summer. It's a good time. And yeah,
just, I mean, that shady end of your pool though, that's prime seating right there, boy. When yeah. you're in the water and the sun's gone in the afternoon, goes just down enough and you get shade from the little house with the toilets in it. Like, I mean, it almost got chilly in there for me.
Yeah. It's not that temperature anymore, Ted. It's a little hotter. So
oh, the yeah. pool's getting hot now. Pool's yeah. That
pretty,
makes sense.
Pretty warm and it's a lot hotter outside. yeah. So, but there's a lot of pools around. Deep ones and shaded ones are good ideas. But the public pools, like, closed for maintenance is a really bad time to, you know, for that to happen because a lot of people like it. But, yeah, you know, there's a lot of pools around here. Ours has 8 feet deep. So one of my, like, neighbors that I work with was like, you got to swim down to the bottom. The water is colder down there. And just, like, hold your breath.
Awesome.
Just hang out in the bottom. You know, just take a kettlebell with you.
Yeah, that's a good point. I'm laying around here somewhere.
Well, trust me, at the second night of Morgan Wallen, we were sitting in a suite. I threw out a few Palm Spring, Palm Desert references. People were like, oh, you know what you're talking about. Goddamn right. Partner.
Good place. People up there love it.
Yeah. Everybody's like, I'll go down three times. I'll hit you up. Like, all right, yeah, sure, whatever.
You let me know.
Right. So I was like, pretty sure I have a place to stay, whatever. So no biggie on my part.
You do indeed.
Yeah. All right. Well, glad to hear the golf game's getting better.
Sometimes.
Well, I mean, I told you the best shirt I saw in a while was just like, it just is like, F this game, F this game, F this game. One good shot. I love this game.
It's the best. Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Well, then I guess it's about that time.
Boop, doop, doop, boop, boop. Cobb topic.
Cobb topic.
All right. So I have kind of a weird intro for this one, which I guess is not that off the mark. But okay. So on this podcast, we talk a little bit about conspiracies. We talk a little bit occasionally about like the world ending, whatever. So at one point, I was at like this friend's dinner talking about it, and there's this girl there who is just absolutely gorgeous, and she's a really good singer. And so the question we were asking was like, you know, if society collapsed, like, what's your move? What's your go-to job? And I was like, oh, you know, I'd probably just like I'd be a henchman for like some sort of local warlord, you know, kind of try to work my way up the local warlord ranks, either become a warlord myself. What's up? Or yeah, or be working for a warlord. And so everyone's kind of like thinking about it. And this girl out of nowhere just goes, I would just be a prostitute. Like I would just sell my body. And everyone like, dude, record scratch, whole table. Cause everyone's like, well, she is pretty cute. And I'm like, all right, like you're very sweet and you grew up Mormon. I was not expecting you to say that, but fair enough. World's oldest profession. So anyway, cop topic this week. What skills do you have that could be useful if society collapsed tomorrow? And like, really, like, what would your, you know, post-apocalyptic job be? What's your role? What's your move? Feel free to email us, email at thepodcast.com, and we'll talk about it on the show. What, you know, what's your end of society collapse move? How do you survive? What's your role? Like, once everything's settled, like, who are you now? You know, boys?
Oh, man, that's tough.
I know, right?
I mean, is there any society? Is it like the Wild West?
Warlords, boys. Yeah, it could be Wild West.
I feel like I could sling drinks at a tough saloon and, I don't know, keep my six shooter on me.
Oh, yeah, dude. You could be a local banter, like saloon guy for sure.
I could do that. I don't know. I mean, I always say this, but I feel like if I had to be a mobster, I could be a hitter. You know, and
what's
just
a hitter?
I provide solutions to problems with other individuals. And to me, it's just business. It's not personal. It's clean. It's fast.
I don't know if people know this listening, but you're like one of the sweetest, most emotional people I know.
That's why I don't know if I can do it, like, but
sorry, sir, I'm going to have to break your leg.
Right. That's just the violent. Yeah. Like, look, if it wasn't for violence, I'd be a drug dealer already. But if I just had to whack people, I feel like I could do it in a quick, easy, professional manner and just separate it. Cause you got to figure somebody like me, like, what if he snaps? What if he goes the other way? And just like, yeah, you know, gets caught up in his emotions, except when it comes to killing. I'm like, well, yeah, dude, I separate that, compartmentalize.
It's like, look, man, you know, we put him down nicely, but Daryl had to die. Okay, bottom line.
Right, back of the head, open casket, everything's fine.
Two shots. No big deal. Right.
Nobody even saw it.
What's the big deal? Dude, that's awesome. See, Ted, I love that you have that darkness in you. You're like, yeah, I mean, I could kill him now. It's just facts, dog. Right. But I want to hurt anyone's feelings? Hell no. But two shots. Right.
I don't want to offend somebody. But well, if poison, they deserve it, yeah. Big deal.
That's awesome, dude. That's a great response. I don't know if Matt can talk.
Man, no. I was thinking of like realistic things. Of course, I want to be a hitman. Of course, I want to be the muscle. Like, that'd be awesome. I feel like more likely I'm like a friendly slave that gets good treatment. You know, because
Jesus, Matt.
It sounds like Matt and I just
possible answer.
Well, Cobb's already got the job with the warlord. Maybe he could hook us up.
Yeah, well, I'd like to sell the weapons to the warlord. Like,
that's good. Weapons dealer.
The warlord needs suppliers.
I like that, dude. Like a gun runner.
Yeah.
That's got a little more power than friendly slave, you know?
Well, it's just, never mind. Yeah.
Like, look, if the world ends, you're going to have to do what you got to do. But right now, it's not ended, and, you know, we're all friends.
You just got to find the right people.
With a little respect on it.
You got to find the right people to work for.
Yeah.
That's what I've learned.
Dude, I like the idea of Ted being a bartender, but, like, you know, hits on the side. Like, who do you need? Yeah, I got you. Like, that's how you get the juice.
Yeah. If you order, like, two bottles of Jim Beam straight up, I meet you at midnight. You give me the deets.
Yeah. Dude, it's like that thing in Portland where they used to Shanghai people. You guys have probably both heard of this, but some of the bar stools in Portland would have like a trap door underneath, and the bartender could pull a lever, trap door would drop, and it would drop someone into a basement, knocking them out, and then they would ship them to Shanghai to be slaves. It was called Shanghai.
What? Yeah. They also used to do it with the opium dens, because opium was big. And it was like little bunk beds or whatever, and you'd sit in there, and then by the time you woke up from your haze of being high on opium, you're on a boat going to Shanghai.
Dude, that's wild. Dude. I honestly, actually, I probably shouldn't tell this story, but I will. When I was in Thailand, when I was like 22, I was trying to find an opium den to just go full. Like, I wanted to know what it was about. I've never smoked opium. I hadn't before or since, but I was just like, opium den life just seems cool. It's a bunch of guys just hanging out on bunk beds, smoking and talking. So I was like, maybe I'll go do 2-3 days, like experience the world. I was young, traveling. Finally, the day I was there for like 7 weeks, the day I'm about to leave, somebody's like, yo, I found you a den. And I'm like, dude, plane ticket's already booked, man. I can't cash 3 days in an opium den right now. So still never been, but I was ready.
Yeah, I'm with you. And somehow it's not like, oh, I want to try heroin, but I'm with you. It's like, I don't know. We hang out in robes and smoke opium for a couple days.
Dude, talk about life, man. Like, they're having a good time in there. Opium den guys. I could see it.
It's like, nowadays we know how bad it is, but for years I was obsessed. I was like, it seems like they're having fun in Houston. I kind of want to sip syrup.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. Then you realize, like, well, they're just drinking opiates. It's like, yep, I get it now. But there's definitely a period where I was like, I got to try this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's like, yeah, man, we might lose a few brain cells, but like, you know, all the cool stuff's illegal. Okay. First of all.
Yeah. I follow this guy, this white dude, right? Gerald something. And he, you know, he's got a lot of flavor and soul to him. And like, he's always trying food. He's like, hey, yeah, y'all doing blah, blah, blah. But he's always like, you know, I got the double cup. It's like, he's just drinking diet soda, but he always keeps it in a double cup.
That's awesome.
All right. I think we're back in action again next week.
Yeah, should be.
All right. Good. I'm trying to think. I don't think there's anything coming up this weekend. Well, I have a big 7-year-old birthday party to attend. You guys know, up north, Frank's turning 7. So you go cook out and stuff. And then, then the weekend after that, I'll be like you. I'll be one of the island boys, but I'll be over on Lopez.
Island boys.
By the way,
nice, dude. Lopez is awesome.
Have you seen that guy's kid?
Yes. Alien.
No.
Goddamn. Straight up, dude. E.T.
Yeah. People should look it up. Make your own decisions. All right.
And
boys. For MCTV, for Cobb. I'll be dead. This is the podcast. Cheers.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.